Real. This is Real Talk with Emilio Victor, and I'm glad that you're joining us for today's episode. Welcome to our new episode, and it's going to be very insightful and very educating. Today, we'll be looking at an interesting topic. Please don't go away. Remember that on Real Talk with Emilio Victor, we talk about social life, welfare, productivity, and leadership. This is all and more that you'll be getting on this. And don't forget at the end of the show to give us your feedback. Don't go away. Hello there. I'm super excited to come your way again. Emilio Victor is my name, and this is Real Talk. Before we get into today's episode, I want to make our time to say I am so sorry. I apologize for the long break. Actually, it was not intended. It was not planned. But a lot of things actually led to that. We are working on something that I believe you'll be so proud of by the time we launch it. So it needed so much of our attention, and that's why we've not been coming up with the podcast with Real Talk. But we are back. Yes, we are really back. All right, so I just said I want to make our time to say I am sorry. So I believe you have actually forgiven me for that. All right, so let's get into the business of today. Today, a lot of things have actually led to what we are about to discuss today. You know, this experience where you meet up with somebody, or probably you want to build a team that will help you become more productive with your business, with your career, with your, you know, brand, with your, even with your family and your relationship, and you're looking out for ways to make our things work out better. But somehow, things are not really working according to the way you planned it. There might actually be some things that are leading to that, and that is what we're about to discuss in today's podcast. But our focus is going to be basically on the aspect of business, as well as your career or brand or personal life. You can implement it in any aspect of your life, in any area of your life, and it will still give you the same result as it will give you when you apply them to your business. So today we'll be looking at expectations that delays productivity and possible ways to avoid these delays. So expectations that delays productivity and possible ways to avoid these delays. So that is what we're going to be looking at on this episode. But before we do that, I want us to go on a quick break. We'll be back. When we come back, we'll get on with the show. Please don't go away. I'm Richard Victor is my name, and I'll be happy to have you join me in this conversation. See you soon. Okay, welcome back to Real Talk with Emilio Victor. I'm super excited that you're back with us. All right, today we'll be looking at expectation that delays productivity and possible ways to avoid them. Now, we'll be looking at three aspects of things that leads to these delays in productivity. You know, three aspects. We'll be focusing more on three aspects. And we'll also try as much as possible to do justice to, you know, discuss on possible ways we can avoid these delays, okay? So please pardon any noise you get at the background. Forgive me for that. All right, so the first one is, now before that, let's talk a little bit about expectation. Expectation has to do with what you want to have at the end of certain implementation of certain efforts. So the resultant effect of your effort. So that could actually be defined as expectation. What I'm giving you is not like a dictionary definition. You know, most of things we do in Real Talk with Emilio Victor, we try to, you know, bring real life application towards certain subjects as regards to issues concerning our life. So we try to bring in real life, you know, applications to some of these things. So when you put in certain effort, automatically you start expecting a certain level of result. And sometimes when those results are not measuring up with the effort you have put into place, you know, it tends to be very frustrating. You can agree with me on that. So it tends to be very frustrating. So, and somehow it either it makes you reduce your effectiveness towards work, or it discourages you from putting in the same measure of effort because you did not get the, you know, the predicted result you expected to get at the end of the effort you have put into place to achieve a particular goal. Okay, so in today's discussion, we'll be looking at certain things that can lead to these delays and possible ways we can, you know, avoid them. Now, another one is ineffective estimation. Ineffective estimation. Like I just explained something. A lot of people, when they want to get into a particular project, they tend to make estimations based on faith or based on hope. Yes, you know, a lot of people are like that. They make estimation on faith and hope. I hope that by so and so time, we should be at this level. And, you know, why I said it's an ineffective estimation is when you don't put measures in place that will drive you to achieve that estimated result you expect to get from the effort you are putting into place in that particular project, it is ineffective. Because, like it is said, effective demand is your ability to have interest in acquiring a particular commodity, backed up with the willingness and the ability, being able to purchase that particular commodity. So, effective demand is backed up by the purchasing power of the customer. So, that is how it is with estimations or projections. So, when you make projections over your business, you must equally make put in place measures that will help you achieve those projections or estimations. So your estimation tends to be ineffective when you don't put measures in place to achieve those expectations or estimations. So you have to put in the work. If you want to get to Or possibly, if you want to be a medical doctor, you know there are certain certifications you must get before you can be certified a medical doctor. So this is not something you build on hope or faith, okay? So you need to put, I'm not disputing the fact that your faith can actually work out for you. I'm not disputing that. But, you know, in real talk, we keep it real. We keep it real. So, because that is how it is. I'm not saying that your hope will not drive you to your destination. I'm not saying that. I'm not equally saying you should lose hope in what you're doing. So, but when you are embarking on a particular project, it is more, you know, visible that you put into place measures on by which you could actually achieve those your projections. You predict that by 2022 by 2025 or 2024 you should be at a particular or at a certain level, but you are not putting up the training, you're not building the skills, you're not doing a lot of things to get into that, you know, level, you get frustrated. For instance, we watch most times we go on YouTube and we see a lot of people talk to us on how to build possibly our social media handles or social media pages, you know, to grow it and scale it up. And we build our expectations around the clips we've watched on how to do this. And we don't put proper measures in place that will make us or help us attain that height. So when we start getting to the date of or the deadline of our projections, we start fidgeting. You know, everybody's now in a hurry. Everybody's now on their toes. So these are some of things. That's why I said it's an ineffective estimation. So you must break it down. Break it down and pay attention to the minute details that could actually, you know, bring you to that estimation. Another thing you need to do is you need to make, you know, a schedule on delivery. So you must schedule on how you put in the work. Now you said, okay, for me to do this and this is what I'm supposed to do. For instance, let's use somebody that wants to publish a book. You want to publish a book, and you have estimated by December 2023, your book should be down. You should be ready with your book. And we are now in October. We're in October. And you've not really put into place, you know, how you intend to achieve that. So you are building hope that by December, your book should be down. So you can actually, you know, a feasible way of achieving this is that you have to break it down. Okay, every day in October, I should write one chapter. There's another way of, you know, becoming productive with that particular project you want, book project. So every day I must write one chapter. So every day in October, you make sure you write, assuming you want to write, like, your book will have about, let's say, 15 chapters, which is a standard book, actually. So you said you have 15 chapters every day. So which means each day you should be able to write about, let's say, 3,000 words or possibly 5,000 words, as the case may be, depending on the kind of book you want to write. So when you write that, so you now say, okay, for the month of October, I've been able to achieve, you know, getting the manuscript, getting the book ready. So now the question now is, what else is needed? You know that by November, first week of November, I should take my book to be edited. You understand? You know, be arranged, be do, you know, before you go into publication. Now, this is you putting down all these measures into place and ensuring that everything is well articulated before building hope on nothing. Okay, before we get into the next one, you know, the next thing would, you know, another aspect that delays productivity when it has to do with expectation is assumption. Again, another dangerous one is collaboration. You know, a lot of people preach that we need to collaborate with people, but sometimes it can actually delay your productivity. That's what we'll be discussing in the next, after this break. After this break, we'll be coming back and we'll be diving into them. We'll be talking about assumption and collaboration as, you know, how it can actually lead to delaying your productivity and better ways, you know, to avoid these delays. Don't go away. I'll be back shortly. All right, welcome back. I believe you are having a good time here on today's episode, okay? So remember, we're still talking on expectations that delayed productivity and possible ways to avoid these delays. Now, these are some of the things we are talking about today. So next thing we discuss is assumption. Assumption. You know, a lot of people don't really know how risky it is to assume. So most times, especially when you are building a team, let's come to the aspect of building a team. You have a team that work with you, and possibly you must have delegated functions or duties to them. And it is expected that those people should be up and doing with their job as you have hired them or, you know, brought them to do for you. So, but assuming is not a tool for leadership. Leaders don't assume. You understand? So you don't assume, because most times we play tricks on ourselves without knowing. You know, imagine assuming things that are not there, and at the end of the day, you get heartbroken. So that's why, if you don't want to delay your productivity, you shouldn't assume. You should be on the know. Ask questions. Make inquiries. Try to find out how far your team is going with a particular project you people are working on. Now, one of the easiest ways to avoid the delay that assumption brings to your productivity is to structure a follow-up strategies. So you need to structure a follow-up strategies. You know, one of that thing I've equally tried to drop here is this. You know, sometimes, you know, human beings are dynamic in nature. There are certain persons that will feel choking when you always want to, You know, when you're always inquisitive about their skill or what they are doing for you or the way they are working with you. So they might actually feel that or, you know, feel uncomfortable with your, you know, ever inquisitive, you know, attitude or follow-up. So you need to draft a good follow-up strategy that will not, that will not make them feel monitored. Most people don't really like to be monitored. Most people, you know, there are a lot of people, we have different temperaments, and you need to respect people's space. When you hire somebody to do something for you, you believe that person have the ability to deliver. So that's why you hire the person. So, you know, you need to be, you know, tactical with your follow-up. You need to be very tactical with your follow-up. You need to draw or schedule a good follow-up strategy so that you can actually be on the know with the activities and the things that are happening with the project you are working on, okay? So that's one. The next one is learn the ability and potentials of your team. Now, having good knowledge of what each and every one of your team members, having knowledge about their abilities and their potentials will give you an edge, you know, to be more productive. You know, the faster the productivity, it means that those people are credible enough. So you can't just give rules to a random person, you know, not minding whether they have the ability to carry out those rules or not. So you must be on the know, on the ability and the potentials of your team members. Okay, see, this is very key. This is very key. Now, let me bring it down to students. Assuming you are a student and possibly you are looking out for a reading group that could actually help you be able to stay up to date with, you know, the activities of the school, you know, you must look out for students with the right ability that will push you towards being productive with your studies. So you shouldn't actually just pick anybody from anywhere and bring into a reading group, because there are some persons that are more or less not interested in the aspect of reading. So you must coordinate some of these things. You must learn and study the abilities of the people you are working with. Okay, so the next one is, instead of building assumptions and not getting the work done, and at the end of the day, you feel frustrated that you did not meet up with the expectations of your project or what you're planning to do, it is better and good that you build what I call review. Create room for review. Every human being on earth should have a reviewing system in order to keep them productive every day of their life. That is how it is. You cannot just live your life day in, day out without studying your level of growth. You can't tell for sure whether you're making progress or you're not making progress. So you must create room for that review. You must, it is not optional. If you own a business, every business must put themselves on review. So this is equally expedient. Just like the illustration I used about a student who wants to, you know, improve his or her academic level or scores, you must put into review. Okay, before I joined this group, reading group, I was having so-and-so GP. Now I joined them. This is what my GP is. So you need to make that review to know whether those your team members or your reading group is helping you grow or whether they are slowing down the growth. So don't just assume, make reviews. Okay? So that is that. Now, coming to the next one. Before I go on with the last subject for discussion, that is collaboration, I want to announce to us that here on Real Talk, we'll be introducing a new show, and it's going to be called a Leaders Chat Room. We'll be having a Leaders Chat Room. Now, in this show, I will be inviting guests for the first time on the show. We've never had the opportunity or the privilege to have guests come talk to us here on Real Talk. So I'll be inviting guests all over, experts who are leaders in their space, in their field, in their, you know, environment. So we'll be having them, we'll be interviewing them to know how far they, how far they've actually been able to transform their environment. The basic, the essence, the real essence of the Leaders Chat Room is for us to learn how best to lead, how best to become an authority in our industries or in our space or in our career. So that will be starting very soon. We intend to start that by November 2023. So we'll be starting that show. Please stay with us. It will still be Real Talk with the Mutual, but it's going to be Leaders Chat Room. So we'll be starting that season by next month. Okay? So moving on with our conversation. Collaboration. Now, one of the mistakes a lot of people make is sometimes they see people that are doing well and they feel that, wow, if I bring this person to my team, this person will actually do great. So they now start seeking out for collaboration. And at the end of the day, they expect that by the time this you know, guru, this pro, this expert, you know, this professional gets on board with them, they start flying. And they forget that there is more to collaboration. When you are collaborating with somebody, possibly you think that person is a professional, you should equally consider that this person you are bringing into the team is an individual that has a personality, a persona. You understand? There are a lot of things that makes up this person. So you must put into place if this person will be willing to submit to your leading or to your leadership, as the case may be, because you are bringing the person to help you enhance your project or to help you build your project. So you must put into consideration those things. But a lot of people, they don't even check that. They build up expectations that once this person come on board with us, we'll start flying. And at the end of the day, this person comes on board and come with a different vibes, different energy, you know, strange attitudes that might not really go in line with the values and the custom of your company or your business or your family, as the case may be. So you must put into check some of these things. So you don't just bring on board anybody, any random person. You must, first of all, follow up their work closely before you issue out invitation for them to team up or partner with you. Have a one-on-one conversation with them. In that one-on-one conversation with them, don't be carried away by their success story. But try as much as possible to glue yourself to their character and their personality. You understand? Because that is the key factor that will help you boost your productivity. If you are beclouded by the success story that they are telling you, you find yourself hiring the wrong person to partner with you. And at the end of the day, you don't get the result or the productivity or the productiveness that is expected of the person. So you have ended up hiring somebody and at the same time, you know, slowing down the pace of your growth. So know what you want. That's another one. In collaborating with people, define your expectation from each person you want to bring into your team. Define your expectation. This is what I want. No matter the idea this person is bringing on board, always project, this is what I want. How best with this your idea build this thing that I want to limelight? Because that is key. I've seen a lot of people get on board with people and or hire people. It has happened to me personally. I hired a lot of persons and they came into the team. Before long, we started living their own dream in our field, in our team, and it's quite crazy. Okay, so you need to actually find a way around it. Build a team that will resonate around what you want. Okay, define your ideology with them, to them. If they can buy into it, then you are good to go. But don't build collaborations expecting that once this person comes, that they will do the magic and you start, you know, getting on the billboards, topping the charts and all those things. No, it doesn't work that way. That's why most times I saw a documentary on one of the African biggest talents, that's Davido. One of the remarkable thing about him is this: he has a team that has been with him for not less than 13 years. He was saying that these people have been with him from day one when he started his career. And they tour with him all over. They move around with him because they have internalized the values, the core values, the system, the structure of the Davido brand. They have internalized it. As a matter of fact, if you wake them up in the morning, they can tell you everything about the Davido brand. So, but a lot of people are always carried away by external successes that does not resonate what you want or what you believe in. So you must understand that. Now, I would have actually laid down to the next one, but we are out of time. Possibly in our next episode, we'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing further on that. So I'm looking forward to having you join me again in our next episode. Emilio Victor is my name. This is Real Talk, and I'm super excited you follow till the end of the show. I just feel like giving you a big hug for staying here with me. You are the top. In fact, you are my best. I love you for staying with me. Please, I would actually love to make connections with you, if you don't mind. I want to make connection with you, and please feel free to, you know, hook me up on Facebook, Victor Meruche, that's it. Or you can hook me up on WhatsApp with the following number, 0813466 2982. Or better still, let me put it this way, +234 813 466 2982. That's my WhatsApp number. Please feel free to connect with me. We're trying to build something, and I wish you can build with us. I look forward to work, you know, having you chat me. Please drop your comment. Don't forget, please click on the notification button so that you get notified each time we release an episode. I believe you enjoyed this episode. Please tell me certain mistakes you've actually made by expecting so much from people and get disappointed. Have you ever been disappointed by people where you expected so much from them? Please let me know in the comment section. And don't forget to click on that notification button so that you'll be the first person to be notified once we release our episode. I love you. Emilio Victor is my name. See you in our next episode. Woo!